Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis of Maseches Chagiga. So the Gemara explains Rabbi Ila, who explained the reason that the of the first chumrah of Kodesh over Truma in the beginning of the Mishnah is that it relates to Chatzitza. Remember, the first chumrah that we had in the Mishnah is that a kli b'toch kli cannot be tovel that way when it comes to Kodesh, but it can be tovel that way when it comes to Truma. So Rabbi Ila, who explained that that's all about Chatzitza, l'ta'amei, is actually going Lishitaso. Dam Rabbi Ilam Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa Esser Ma'alos Shanukan. There are 10 chumras of Kodesh over Truma that are mentioned in the Mishnah. Chamesh Rishonos Bein Lekodesh Bein Lechulin Shanasu Al Taras Kodesh. The first 5 of these chumras are both about Kodesh itself and Chulin that you are guarding with the as if it were Kodesh, where we have these Ma'alos as well. And Achronos, the last 5 Ma'alos, are the Kodesh, avalol lechulin shenasu al taras haKodesh, are relate to Kodesh, but not to chulin that's nasa al taras haKodesh. That you wouldn't be noheg those chumras. So according to Rabbi Ilo, who says that the Mishnah is only mentions 10 chumras, it's going to be very difficult to understand our Mishnah. I mean, he split up our Mishnah into 2 parts. There's the 5 chumras and then the other 5 chumras. But if you go through our Mishnah, there are 11 chumras, not 10. So it must be that Rabbi Ila holds that the first chumrah is the same as one of the later chumras. That's Lishita. So, because the first chumrah is about chatzitza, one of the later chumras, the one about knots in the Begadim, are also about chatzitza. So that's how you see Rabbi Ila's Lishita. So the Gemara explains, Rabbi Ila, my time, what's the reason that only the first 5 chumras apply by chulin as well, that even apply by chulin shnas al taras hakodesh, whereas the last 5 chumras are only by chulin, do not apply by chulin shnas al taras hakodesh? So says Gemara, chamish kamaisa, the first 5, di islu drora de tumma midaraisa, have a chashash of tumma daraisa, gazer buhu rabbanan, bein lakodesh, bein lakulin shnas al taras hakodesh. The rabban would make a of those chumras, both for Kodesh and for Chulin Netznasa, Al Taras HaKodesh. And the Chashash Tumad HaRaisa in the first 5 chumras is by being Tovel Kli B'toch Kli, since there actually is going to be a Chatzitza, the Kli might be remain Tamei Midaraisa. When it comes to Mashkim Tameim that are touching the outside of a Kli, that are Metame, the inside as well, that's a Gezeira because of a Mashke from a Guf Hazav or a Guf Hazava that will be Metame Min HaTorah. The isser of carrying a medrash that he shouldn't carry kodesh at the same time is chashash of tumah d'oraisa that the medrash might be metame the kodesh. Big day of chli truma being medrash the kodesh is also because of the chashash that he might be mesiach das and the ishtonid is going to sit on them and will make them actually tame medrash min haTorah. And the gzera to untie the clothing, untie the knots in the clothing is also a chashash of real chatzitza min haTorah. And kelim that are nigmar b'tara requiring tevila is because the rok of an amaretz is a suffix zav is metamiyit because an amaretz is a suffix zav, so that's also tumah d'oraisa. Basraisa the last drarud the tumah d'oraisa, but the last 5 have no relationship to any din min haTorah. Gazabu Rabban Lakodesh. On those, the Rabban made a gzeira for Kodesh, Luchulin Shnas Al Taras HaKodesh, Lo Gazabu Rabbanon. But they don't go so far as to make a gzeira for Luchulin Shnas Al Taras HaKodesh as well. So that's that's the real distinction between the first 5 and the last 5. So the main point number 1 over here is Rabbi Ila holds that the first 5 chumras in the Mishnah apply even to Luchulin Shnas Al Taras HaKodesh because they actually carry with it some concern relating to a d'oraisa, and the last 5 don't apply to chulin shnas al taras hakodesh because there's nothing even remotely related to a d'oraisa in those last 5. Now the Gemara is going to bring another explanation of the very first chumrah that we mentioned in the Mishnah. Rava Amar midaseifa havi mishum chatzitza resha lav mishum chatzitza. He rejects Rabbi Ila's explanation. Rabbi Ila said that the first case of the Mishnah of a kli inside of another kli not being tovel, one kli inside of another kli, relates to chatzitza. He says, no. The seifa is about chatzitza, and therefore the resha is not about chatzitza. Resha haynu taima. The reason that the chum made a chumrah in the resha not to be tovel one kli inside another is gzeira shelo yatpil machtin v'tzinoros bekli she'ein bepiv kishvam feres hanod. Because we're afraid that one might tovel, very tiny kelim, tiny little pitchforks, tiny little needles inside a kli whose opening doesn't have the size of a shfoferes hanod. Meaning you might stick a needle inside a kli with a very narrow opening and you'll be matbelit in the mikveh together, and if the opening is not wide enough, the needles in fact will not, the tevila will not count for the needles because the water inside the kli is not considered to be connected to the mikveh water on the outside of the kli if the opening of the kli is not wide enough, because and therefore this needle is not considered to have been toveled in memsa'a, in a kashra mikveh. So that's the concern in the reisha. The Gemara brings a raya that the shear has to be a shofaris hanod, that anything less than a shofaris hanod is not going to be a proper shear to connect the water on the inside with the water on the outside, kiditnan. Like we learned in the Mishnah, let's say you have two mikvaos, one right next to the other. One of them has 40 sa'a, which is a proper shear mikvah. The other one has less than a proper shear mikvah. And there's a wall between these two mikvaos, but there's a hole in the wall that connects the two mikvaos. Eruv mikvaos. In order for these mikvaos to be considered to be connected to each other, kishvaferes hanod, the hole has to be the size of a shvaferes hanod. Ka'ovya, like the width of the shvaferes itself, ukechalola, and like the shear of the hollow part of the shofaris of the tube, and the Chum defined that as b'shtei etzbos chazuz l'makomon. If you take the first two fingers on your pointer and your middle finger of an average sized person, and you could move it around inside that hole, that's a large enough hole to connect the water on the inside and the water on the outside. But anything less than that would not be a large enough hole to connect the water on the inside and the water on the outside. So we'll stop there. I guess the main point is that the shear of what would connect, let's say it this way. Rava has a second explanation of the first chumer in the Mishnah, not related to chatzitza, but simply that it's a gzera. You might come to try to tovel tiny needles inside a kli where the opening of the kli is not large enough to be considered a connection to the mikveh itself, to make it that the water inside the kli is considered connected to the water of the mikveh itself. So, and that shear, of course, is a shvoferes hanod. So we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem will pick up on the top of Chav Bezamanav next time.